I was very hesitant to commit to a structure. You know, I'd only been in the job a couple of months. I'd had some limited time to review the report, and I really wanted to look at what other states did, how they structured their Department of Health and Human, either resources or services, depending on what state you're looking at. I wanted to talk to some folks in some other states about structurally how they align themselves to improve efficiencies. And really based on my research and really further discussion with Public Works, it made sense to me to think about how can you streamline when everybody reports to the cabinet secretary. There is no question that's going to delay a decision because there are too many people that need to have an audience with the cabinet secretary and too many forms and too many pieces of information that come up through that may take too much time. If you're able to separate logically, and that's what I had to do, is separate logically the divisions into something that made sense for me, then you put deputies in place that are actually able to present information to the secretaries while the bureau chiefs can go out and do their job, which is interacting with their employees, looking at grants, looking at how they can improve processes. So what we want to do is create a structure where the deputies are there to support, again, the bureau commissioners, and deal with a lot of the work that as a commissioner they've needed to do, yet really haven't had time, which puts them at a disadvantage in going out in the field and discussing improvements and how to make things better.